What is happening now, what is starting to happen on your planet, is the people themselves are starting to get, and they're starting to become more aware of everything that's going on. In the last couple of years, there's been so many people coming forward, whistleblowers. There's been talks about UFOs, aliens, and lots of conspiracy theories. Of course, there's been lots of fake news as well. So what's happening is your media is having an absolute field day. And the public simply don't know what to do.
Yeah.
The major companies are bribing the media to produce what they want to try and control the situation. And it's just not working well enough. So the people are beginning to have their own little uprising. Obviously different countries, different speeds. Mm. But that is what is happening now. Basically the next step. Mm-hmm. Now what you've been doing in the last 12 to 18 months is getting things in alignment. And if you remember when you asked earlier on, you know, why can't we start now, mm-hmm. we have to have everything basically in alignment. So I had people finish off, for instance, the lessons that they chose, that was an important one, and to get things on track, ready to make the change the way we want it changed, because there's so many different avenues to go down. Each one is different, each one must be changed, but they all must work together in sync.
Yeah.
So that is now starting, and it's going to happen very fast. Now, to get the people to understand, to believe it, is a little bit more difficult. That's going to take some time. But what's going to happen in the next few months, or basically this year, is that a lot more information will come out. And in the beginning, people won't know what is fake news and what isn't. But then they'll start realizing that this is true. And then that's when it turns. That's when people start to say, well, now there's more real news than fake news.
Yeah.
And they start to look forward to it. They start to take notice of it. And then they start to action it. So that is what's going to happen. That's what's happening at the moment. Your media at the moment is in an absolute frenzy. All over the world, there's so many different things.
Yeah.
And what you read now, over 50% is absolute fake.
Yeah, that's crazy. And I mean, major things happen, earthquakes and whatever, and that's, you don't even hear it on the actual news.
That's right. Much of that happening, but
yeah.
next part of this uprising, we'll call it, is going into wars. Because a lot of things have to be sorted out. Where you get countries where they're very unhappy with the president or the governments, etc., the people have an uprising, and then you can have internal war, you can have civil unrest, you can have civil wars. But they will be sorted out fairly quickly, because your average person doesn't want a war. What they want is food to put on the table. They want shelter and, you know, a plan of action. And so many countries do not have that at the moment. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, it's actually scary.
Mm, true. Now, as we found out recently, everything is now controlled by major companies. And there are less than 100 which are controlling 90% of everything that goes on in this world. That's quite a staggering figure.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And now your biggest, of course, is America, which is a good country. And it's been gathering information on everything that happens around the world. This is one of its better assets.
Yeah.
The ability to gather information,
yeah,
to see what's happening in different countries. And therefore, able to put a stop to it or neutralize it or whatever is needed.
Yeah.
Now, few countries have that.
Mm-hmm.
Russia is trying to do the same thing, but they're falling way behind. China is now progressing very well. India is progressing well. So it's going to be a lot of You would term it in your language pissing contests.
Yes. I love that.
An acceptable term. As they try to vie for the top position, to be concerned about, so people would be concerned about that particular country.
Yeah.
So. Now, when they when they start to lose, what they do is they now try and make coalitions. So a smaller country that didn't turn out too well, a very good example, North Korea and Russia. Mm-hmm. Very simple coalition. North Korea wants the benefit of the might of Russia, and Russia wants whatever North Korea can offer in the way of weapons. So there'll be a few of these going through. Now, what's going to happen is the people themselves are going to be able to make changes, whereas they haven't done before. They've always left it to whoever's in control and let them get on with it. And even when they're not happy with the outcomes, they're just quite content. Yeah, just to let it go.
Ignorance has been one of the number one killers of the planet.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Now they understand that the change is happening and they want to be part of it. Mm. And they want to get their country or their community organized.
Yeah.
And so it is beneficial for everybody. So that's the wars will. Yeah, the wars will come to an end fairly quickly, and people will choose more peace than war.
Yeah.
Now we needn't go into the bigger countries and the major wars. That is still an unforeseen outcome. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of possibilities there, but we know in general it's going in the right direction. So that is not a problem. Now, when you make your move, everything will start as we said it would, and it will build up very nicely, and and you will be surprised as to how you how you start to get your information out there. Right. You're on the right path there. Not a problem.
That's good to hear.
Right. What they show me now is, and this again is just a symbolic, it's a reminder for you, Sharon. If you look up into the sky, you'll see a huge whirlpool of colours going around, a bit like a hurricane, a typhoon, going round and round, and the centre core comes down and it taps into your head, Sharon. And all that means is you have access to all of this material. Now, you will take this not with a pinch of salt, but it's very hard for you to believe that what you've been given is so absolutely extraordinary. It's vast. It's not what you can quickly accept that you can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't believe that you're that special, put it that way. But this is just the beginning. More and more is going to be added, and you'll get more and more abilities. You'll do more and more work. So it's given to you so that it won't be sort of a shock, if you like, to suddenly just wake up and have all these abilities. So it's bit by bit, and you're getting more and more used to it, that it will carry on growing. And do not be surprised at anything you do in the future. Your senses are increasing, and your abilities just getting better and better.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
A few deep there.